This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great time now to bring on the COO of the Dallas Cowboys. We talk to him every Friday at this time. It is the great Stephen Jones. How you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. It's doing well. Ready to get back and play a football game, get back on the right side of things.
Boy, we're ready for that to happen, too. You guys, of course, have been undefeated at home and haven't been able to pick up a win on the road yet. And we were just talking about the news of the day that Tank Lawrence has come out, has a torn labrum. Would kind of like to get your thoughts on what he's been dealing with. It sounds like it's an ongoing thing, and if anything happened Sunday that made it worse.
Well, I think, at the end of the day, I've been the first to really be out in front on D-Law in terms of how tough this guy is. I mean, a couple of years ago, he played when most people would shut it down and had surgery. He's always got his teammates back, and, he's all about, playing the game. He loves to play the game and playing it at a high level. So even though, he does have this tear, I think there's an opportunity there that he's going to get work come Sunday.
Stephen, it sounds as if this is something that bothered him last year as well. Was there any consideration for him to have surgery on this torn labrum this past offseason?
No, I think it was, I think he, it's a little more, he's probably done a little more, tearing on it, and I think that's why it's bothering him. It didn't really bother him in the offseason, but I'm sure at some point here we'll have to fix that when he's ready to do that. But like I said, there's no one tougher than having him on your football team, and certainly epitomizes what you want in a football player in terms of what he brings to the table.
Yeah, a quick follow-up with that, Stephen. With a guy playing on a franchise tag, I'm wondering how that complicates things at all, because you could certainly understand an athlete's perspective to say, hey, wait a second, I've got an injury here. Maybe I could injure it further by continuing to play. And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just hypothetical sports talk here. But, some guys might opt to just not play since they're franchise tagged and don't have a commitment long term. Could you understand the athlete's perspective in a situation like that? Or is that kind of crazy talk where I'm going here on this hypothetical?
No, I would. I mean, I think especially if you can do further damage and, you get it to a point where, it's harder to fix. I think certainly you have to appreciate that and understand that. I think, obviously he talks to our doctors and, feels good that he's not going to damage it further, and that, when he gets ready to fix it, that it's certainly something that can be fixed. And, I think he probably bases his decisions on that. But, obviously when a guy has an injury that could, hurt his career, then you certainly respect the fact that he has to fix it.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What is the status of David Irving from the standpoint of, he hadn't played in a really long time, Stephen. So if he does go ahead and suit up and play on Sunday, and it seems to be that's what the reports are, what kind of condition is he in? With what you've seen in practice, does he look like he's at 100% David Irving, ready to rock and roll?
I think he's in pretty good shape. I mean, better than you might would expect. I think, we'll certainly manage that situation. I don't think we'll throw him out there and, playing the whole game, but it will be good for him if, if everything holds up between now and game time, that if, he could get out there and get, 10 to 15 snaps, that would be a huge plus for him and a huge plus for us.
So we're talking to Stephen Jones, the CEO of the Dallas Cowboys. We love how your dad sometimes is listening when you're on and you're sometimes listening when he's on. Did you happen to catch your dad on today with the G-Bag Nation?
I did.
You did?
I didn't hear it, but I heard all about it.
Okay, good. That saves me.
I think it was well received by your listeners, and I think everybody had a lot of fun with it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. I got a call immediately from Bennett Glazier, who wanted to jump in on it and say how it was the best radio he had heard in years.
That's awesome. Well, we love Bennett. Bennett's greatness. Okay, so you heard all that talk. So you're our Jerry Whisperer in some ways, right? You help us with some of this. And your dad is a great man, obviously. So we're trying to understand it. You know, you understand why maybe that, I don't know, that endorsement, that over the top at this time is not something that so fans are so excited about. But how would you put the picture in the frame for us on all that?
In terms of which part of that?
In terms of how would you describe the part that fans got that were so interested
about?
Well,
I think the thing that fans are most worked up about is obviously when you've had a coach in a place for a long time and the results are not what you guys would want. Obviously, you want more playoff victories and things like that. You know how fans are. They feel like, all right, the coach should be on the hot seat. And, you know, I think they felt like Jerry's answer was 100% supportive that, hey, Garrett's the guy long term to win a championship.
Well, we really believe you can. I think people get into a mix a lot of times of rushing to change something just because you're having a little bad run and you're not exactly where you hope to be. And I think right now for our team, the focus should be on how do we improve throwing the football right now. There's a lot of good things to like about our football team. I think defense is probably playing as good as defense as we've had around here in years. And I do think I think we can be efficient running the ball. I think we just have to improve throwing it. I think that starts, organizationally. Where what we did in the offseason, there's no silver bullets in the future in terms of near future. But I do think we got some players who can operate efficiently. And I just think we've got to execute. And I continue to look for ways that we can have success in the passing game, and that's where the focus should be. And I don't necessarily think the answer is always change. You get into that, you see what's going on around the league. But, you get new coaches; they want to change out all the personnel. you can find yourself starting over if you don't watch out. So. I really like what we've done with our team in terms of the personnel. We obviously have some places where we have to get better, but we do have a young team that I really believe has the chance to get better as this season goes. Certainly, being a sub-500 team is not what our expectations are, but I do think this team is going to only get better because it is a young one, and I think we got the right people to do it with. I think Dak and Zeke and our receiving and tight end core, albeit there's no big names in terms of the receiving and tight end core, can get better. And we just have to go to work every day. And you got to chop wood. You got to, just find the right chemistry there, the right rhythm, the right execution so that we can – execute a little better in our passing game. We've been able to have some of that at home. Obviously, we've struggled on the road, and hopefully we'll continue to improve.
Steven, talking to Steven Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So we've had this conversation about, are the Cowboys, quote-unquote, close to an offensive breakthrough? What would constitute, in your mind, an offensive breakthrough?
I just think I think at the end of the day, we need to get that offensive totals up, to where you're, in that 350 to 400 yard range, and you got to score, 24 plus points, and to win in this league, it's very difficult, when you're scoring like we have on the road, below 15 points, it's hard to win games when that's what you're scoring. I think. Got to put up some more points, and then flip side of that is defense is not perfect either. I mean, we've got to execute better over there. Got a lot of young players who, I think we're on the verge of getting even better, but we've given up some big plays on the road that have ended up costing us, so we've got to get those out of the game, and I think we can be a really good football team before this year's out.
You know, one of the things we've been kicking around is, as you know, we're great armchair GMs, and we've been kicking around, you know, kind of what the contractual situation for Cole Beasley will look like, or different players here and there from time to time. And just conceptually, I'd love to get your thoughts on this, how the NFL front offices tend to look at things with regard to a player who is a receiver that is not in a passing attack that is hitting on all cylinders. In other words, do you watch film and you say, wow, this receiver is getting open, okay, we're going to pay this guy? Or do you say, well, I'm sorry, you know, that's just that's the system you're in. We got to pay you based on your receptions. How do most front offices look at that situation?
I think you look at everything. I think it's a full body of work. I think you look at players not only in that current year, but what he's done leading up to that year. And then, as you said, you mentioned, are there extenuating circumstances where maybe, you know, you were having a, you know, a tough start, or you're off a little bit, and, you know, where that player fits. And, you know, and I think, you know, we do a great job back there in scouting, and then with our coaching staff, of evaluating our players and, you know, being able to find comparables to them in terms of what they, you know, what they're worth. And, you know, sometimes when there's a difference, which, you know, when you're visiting with a player, sometimes you don't get it figured out a year ahead of time. And I know a lot of guys want to get it done that way. You know, they'd like to have it done before it ever comes up. But we've had success signing players when they've gone on to be free agents or about to be free agents. So just because we hadn't necessarily extended a guy who's in the last year of his contract doesn't mean he won't be here as far as we're concerned. You know, obviously the player has a lot of say in that as well. And so we can't speak to the player in terms of what he may think. But we don't ever necessarily rule out having a player and signing him long-term just because we don't get an extension before his contract expires.
Well, Steven, thanks for the time, man. We always appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
It's always great being on, guys. Thanks.
Boom, there he goes. Steven Jones, every Friday right here on the Ben and Skin Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.